Welcome to the Bite-Sized Gospel. Read and meditate on the Bible with Anil Arana, one small bite at a time.
Hello and welcome to the Bite-Sized Gospel. Today we will reflect on John 16, 8 to 11. Listen. Jesus said, "When the Holy Spirit comes, he will prove the world to be in the wrong about sin and righteousness and judgment. About sin because people do not believe in me. About righteousness, because I am going to the Father where you can see me no longer, and about judgment, because the prince of this world now stands condemned." In this passage, Jesus elaborates on the mission of the Holy Spirit, whom he promised to send in the previous verses. When the Holy Spirit comes, he will prove the world to be in the wrong about three crucial issues: sin, righteousness, and judgment. First, the Spirit will expose the world's misconception about sin. The fundamental sin is not the breaking of rules, but the rejection of Jesus. The world thinks it can define sin on its own terms, but the Spirit reveals that sin is ultimately about our relationship with Christ. Second, the Spirit will reveal the true nature of righteousness. The world often equates righteousness with self-righteous rule-keeping, but the Spirit points to Jesus, who is returning to the Father. Jesus' life, death, and resurrection define true righteousness, a righteousness that comes from God, not human effort. Third, the Spirit will confront the world's false notions of judgment. The world lives as if there will be no accountability, as if might makes right, but the Spirit declares that the prince of this world, Satan, stands condemned. God's judgment is real, and it has already begun with the defeat of evil on the cross. In essence, the Holy Spirit's mission is to realign the world's understanding of sin, righteousness, and judgment according to God's perspective. He does this by pointing people to Jesus. As we reflect on this passage, let's ask ourselves, how has the Holy Spirit realigned my understanding of sin, righteousness, and judgment? In what areas do I still need the Spirit's guidance to see things from God's perspective? And how can I be more attentive to the Spirit's voice in my life? May we be open to the Spirit's work, allowing Him to shape our hearts and minds according to the truth of Christ. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to the Bite-Sized Gospel. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with your friends. For other great content, including live sessions, visit www.anilarana.com.